The Merle Harmon Show, brought to you by AAL, Aid Association for Lutherans, America's largest fraternal life insurance society, and by Lennox, manufacturers of the world's finest total comfort systems, including humidification, heating air purification, and air conditioning. Now, here's Merle.
It's the third and final game of the series here in Oakland tonight, and it's an early ball game, of course. Our guest is Bruce Look, and we're going to visit with Bruce in just a moment. Say, if you're a Lutheran, you may have wondered, what exactly is AAL? Well, AAL, or Aid Association for Lutherans, is a fraternal life insurance society, the largest in America. AAL offers its members modern protection plans which provide for estate clearance, family financial security, and lifetime income at retirement. Now, wherever Lutherans live, AAL insurance professionals provide extra personal service. Lutherans who become members share in AAL's special difference: lower net cost life insurance protection. Take a tip from me, Merle Harmon. Find out for yourself by getting acquainted with the AAL professional who serves your congregation. Any agent associated with the Bob Sherbert Agency in St. Paul will give you full details. Or check the Yellow Pages for the name of your nearest AAL man. Bruce, I think last night was your first Major League start, am I right?
Yes, sir, it was.
All right, now what were your impressions? What was your feeling before the game and during the game?
Well, Bob Otis came out and told me that I was starting, and I was very nervous, actually, until the first pitch of the first inning.
Then what?
Well, I sort of calmed down a little bit. I had little butterflies in my stomach all through the game. I was afraid I was going to make a mistake.
Actually, you had some pretty tough pitchers to catch last night, didn't you?
Well, Jim Perry was throwing real well. He was hitting the corners with pretty much every pitch he could throw. And, well, I think the roughest one was Al Worthington when he came in the last inning.
He throws that big sweeper, huh?
Yeah, well, he's got a real big sweeping curveball, and he also has a little quick one.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, did you call the game last night? Did Jim Perry call the game, or did the two of you call the game together?
Well, I believe it was both of us calling the game. I called a few pitches that he didn't like, and he shook me off, and he changed.
All right, now, what about the pregame meeting? Did you go over all the what you were going to do prior to the ballgame?
Yes, John and Jim and myself sit down, and we talked about most of the hitters and discussed the ones that could run and ones that couldn't run.
You said you were nervous last night. How do you feel tonight?
Well, I'm still a little nervous.
The reason I ask that, because your name's on that lineup card again.
Well, I think it's... If you're not nervous before a ball game, there's something wrong with you, no matter if you've been playing for 10 or 15 years.
You know something, Bruce? If you're not nervous before any big event in your life, there's something wrong with you, I think.
This is true. I believe that.
What about learning a pitching staff? How long does it take a catcher to learn a staff?
Well, it takes quite a while, actually. I caught a lot of pitchers in spring training. I like to warm up in the bullpen as much as possible so you can learn how they break and how they think. And I think it... Anytime a catcher can warm up a pitcher, he should do it.
How about cataloging hitters, though?
Well, hitters are something else. It takes a long time to learn all the hitters. When I go into a league, I usually try and learn the hitters that can hurt you in situations, the guy that can hit the long ball. The guys that just punch the ball or just try and meet, I don't worry about too much.
Bruce, we're all pulling for you, and hope you have a lot of fun tonight and get lots of base hits.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Harmon.
Bruce Look of the Minnesota Twins. Now's the time to buy Lennox Central Air Conditioning while Cronstrom's is allowing preseason discounts on orders placed for a Lennox system. A Lennox system is quality engineered and factory tested. Now you benefit with a 5-year compressor warranty, extra large condenser coils, and quality installation that assures economy and comfort. Be ready for the summer heat wave. Call Cronstrom's Heating and Air Conditioning at 920-3800. That's 920-3800. Well, this is the final game in Oakland. The Twins leave right after the game tonight to go down to Anaheim for a big 5-game series with the California Angels. Then it's back to the mat next Tuesday night to take on these same Oakland A's. This is Merle Harmon from the Coliseum inviting you to stay tuned for the Cal Irmer Show.
The Merle Harmon Show is brought to you by AAL, Aid Association for Lutherans, America's largest fraternal life insurance society, and by Lennox, manufacturers of the world's finest total comfort systems, including humidification, heating, air purification, and air conditioning.
You can take Salem out of the country, but you can't take the country out of Salem. You can take Salem out of the country, but you can't take the country out of Salem.
Salem, the taste that's country soft, country fresh, wherever you light up. Salem gently air softens every puff. So take a puff. It is springtime.
You can take Salem out of the country, but you can't take the country out of Salem. You can take Salem out of the country, but...
A Senate House conference group has agreed on a $10 billion income tax increase. The agreement also includes a $6 billion spending cut. It's 50 degrees in the Twin Cities, west-southwest wind to 23, gusting to 31.
It's the Cal Irmer Show with Sid Hartman of the Minneapolis Tribune, brought to you by Western Airlines, your 720B fan jet skyway west. Jet nonstop to the coast daily on Western Airlines. Now to the dugout for the latest on the Twins.
Cal, this is Oakland, the final day of the series. I suppose you were happy to see Oliva get those two hits last night.
Oh, very happy. He hit the ball good, and he stayed in there and battled good against that Lindblad, who struck him out on three breaking balls the other night.
Tovar got hits each of his first three times up. He makes a big difference in that lineup.
Oh, he's good to have in there because he's a threat several ways, and he hit the ball good the first three times. Were all solid shots.
Cal, you caught young Bruce Look last night. How'd you like him back there?
Did an excellent job handling Perry, and he made one stop on a ball that Worthington threw in the eighth inning with the tying run on third base that probably saved the ball game for us. He did a good job, and he hung in there good at the bat.
Will he catch tonight?
Yes, I'm going to catch him again tonight.
How is Roseboro getting along? Is he still having trouble with his leg?
No, he got hit on the big toe the night before, and it's a little sore, but he can play if we need him, and I thought we'd just give him a little rest and see how the kid looks.
How was Perry last night?
Perry pitched very well and got a little tightened up a little in the eighth. It was awful cold out here, and we decided we'd gone far enough and brought Paranowski in, and we thought he got his man out, but the umpire called Jackson safe on a very close play, and that brought Worthington into the game, and he did the job again.
Very good, Cal. We'll talk more about tonight's Oakland, California game right after this word.
What's new in the Old West? If you know Phoenix, you'd probably agree that the Old West is getting younger every day. They cleared away a lot of cactus and sagebrush to build this city. Mushrooming skyscrapers, flowering culture, sophisticated nightlife, and hardly a growing pain in sight. All surrounded by dude ranches and luxury resorts that even the old land barons couldn't predict. No more Wyatt Earp or Doc Holliday. Now it's Phoenix and posh Scottsdale in the center of Arizona's Valley of the Sun. And Western Airlines will jet you to it any day of the year. By the turn of the century, Phoenix will have a few million people. Why not beat the crowd?
Western Airlines, the only way to
fly. Cal, you left 11 men on base last night. Does that concern you?
Well, it always concerns you because in a close game, as we had last night, we certainly could have used a timely hit. But the main thing is winning, and I think it's about time that we came out of it with the bat and started backing up this good pitching we've been getting.
What about your batting order tonight? Any changes at all?
No, we're going the same way, and I hope we come out on the winning side of the score.
Cal, Dave Boswell is pitching for you tonight. He has a 3-2 record over the season, but in the past, he's been real good against the Athletics. He's 5-1. What about Boswell?
Well, he's physically sound, and I look for a good game from him because we're going to have to get a good game because one of their better pitchers and one of the better young pitchers in the league is going against us tonight in this young fella, Hunter. He's got good stuff, and he's also a good hitter.
Very good, Cal. The play-by-play of tonight's Oakland-Minnesota Twin game is coming right up with Herb Carneal, Halsey Hall, and Merle Harmon.
The Cal Irmer Show was brought to you by Western Airlines, your 720B fan jet Skyway West. Jet nonstop to the coast daily on Western Airlines. Your host before the next Twins game will be Jim Christie's Brookdale Chrysler Plymouth.
We are now going to direct a Culligan commercial to a typical American husband.
Well, he's probably out riding around in the car somewhere.
Well, that's okay. Dear typical American husband.
Well, he should pull over and stop so he can pay attention.
Oh, all right. Would you mind, sir? Thank you. Now, sir, you know what Culligan soft water can do for your wife. Make housework easier and all that. But should you get a Culligan water softener just for your wife?
Yes.
No. Get it for yourself. Soft water is great for shaving, showering, washing the car, and it stops that scale that builds up in pipes and drains, so you save money on plumbing bills. Why don't you get full details from your Culligan man? Just call your Culligan man.
I'll call for him. Hey, Culligan man.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You may drive on now, sir.
Why keep the old-fashioned hard waterway? Modern, wonder-working Culligan soft water gets white clothes whiter. Colored clothes brighter, makes dishes and glassware gleam. Call your Culligan man. The Madrigal Singers from Minneapolis Washburn High will entertain on the Jurgen Nash Show tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Jurgen Nash will present the Madrigal Singers. For every Twins home run, a case of Wheaties will be given to the player's favorite charity. It's 5 before 8, 50 degrees.
Minnesota Twins baseball is on the air. This game is brought to you by Hams Beer. From the land of sky blue waters comes the water best for brewing. Hams tastes best, refreshes you best, glass after glass. By safe, sound Twin City Federal, the one savings institution in this area that has moved ahead of all the rest, Twin City Federal. By your Pure Oil dealer, who reminds you to fire up with Firebird Super, number one name in racing gasoline. Get it at the sign of Pure. By Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, a Big G cereal from General Mills. There's a kernel full of whole wheat energy in every Wheaties flake. And by New Blue Shield, a health care plan especially designed for you and your family. That's Shield, New Blue Shield. Now, here is Halsey Hall.
Get the temp, Mike. Hi there. Good evening, folks. Speaking to you from the Oakland Alameda County Complex Coliseum. On a sunny evening, there isn't a cloud in the sky. Well, there are a few grayish-white streaks, but it's been a lovely day here. We'll have the temperature for you. It's still cool, and all the apologists for this section of California say, wait till you come back next time. It'll be a lot warmer, and it'll be warmer when you get to L.A. and Anaheim tomorrow night. But it's still very nice, and I might say especially after the vile weather we had in Detroit and Cleveland. So the sun shining, the green and white clad Athletics are getting ready to meet the gray clad Twins. The Twins have the first base box, or dugout rather, and a bullpen down in right field. 330 to each foul line, 385 to the power alleys, and 410 feet to center field. The umpires come out for the huddle, and we'll have the starting lineups for you in just a moment.
Twin City Federal called one day and said, Mr. Benny, how can we save money? Now, that's not a remarkable request. When you are one of the world's largest saving institutions, the only place you can turn for advice is to the world's thriftiest man. So I said, you sponsor the Minnesota Twins starring Harmon Killebrew. He has a habit of hitting balls over the fence. At a buck and a half a ball, that's money. Gone. Talk Cal into trading Killebrew. Think of the savings. The cost of sponsorship will go down maybe 10 cents a game. Twin City Federal said thanks. Thanks? That's all I get for a money-saving idea? No wonder they can afford to pay such generous dividends, which they do. And they always have. To build up money, save at Twin City Federal. Wonderful people. And so thrifty.
For the Athletics, Campy Campanaris, shortstop. Reggie Jackson, right field. Sal Bando, third base. Ramon Webster, first base. John Donaldson, second base. Jim Pagliarone, catching. Rick Monday, center field. And the young man they called up from Vancouver, he was waving a pretty good home run bat in the Pacific Coast League, Joe Rudy. R-U-D-I, Joe Rudy. He's playing left field. And the pitcher is Catfish Hunter. There go the A's. For the Twins, Cesar Tovar, third base. Rod Carew, second base. Armin Killebrew, first base. Tony Oliva, right field. Ted Ulander, batting fifth, playing center field. Bob Allison, left field.
Off with Allison or Hernandez. Anyway, Jackie Hernandez follows Bob Allison, playing shortstop, batting seventh. And for the second straight night, the catcher is Bruce Look. Bruce broke in. He was the winning catcher last night. And the pitcher is Dave Boswell. For 10 seconds, this is where you hear the Minnesota Twins during the 1968 Major League season.
With studio St. Paul, Minneapolis at 830, this is WCCO. 49 degrees in the Twin Cities.
And
the sky is cloudy.
The final night. Well, start us off, Herb Carneal, please.
Like you, Aussie, and here's the first pitch of the ball game to Tovar. Up high, ball one. Carew and Killebrew will follow here against Hunter, who is 1-2 and lost two.
Two balls and two strikes to Reese. Hunter goes into the motion. Down rides the pitch. There's a high pop-up outside of third near the dugout. Bando is after it. He's not going to be able to get it. 2-2. Somebody in that first row has got a souvenir they wouldn't take $1 million for right now, probably. They might do it tomorrow, but not right now. Two balls, two strikes, two down, nobody on. Goose eggs all the way across the board for the Twins. Hunter has his sign. He's winding, and here's the pitch. There's a foul ball, same place, right back into the stands again. And all this does is build the tension as Reese battles Hunter, and Hunter battles Reese here in the ninth. Johnny Roseborough, who started the inning as a pinch hitter, grounded out. Bruce Look struck out to become the 10th victim of Catfish Hunter. And now Rich Reese, the pinch hitter, is riding with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarone gives the sign. Hunter winding. 2-2 pitch. Curveball. Inside. Ball 3. And Pagliarone has started the mound to congratulate Hunter. Big breaking curveball that came in too close. 3 balls and 2 strikes. And wouldn't you know, Halsey, this is exactly the way it would go. Right down to the wire. Twice in the late innings, Hunter has been 3-2 with 2 down. And has been able to get both batters. Now he's 3-2 to Reese. Here's the windup. Payoff pitch on the way. Swung him. That's 3. Perfect game for Catfish Hunter. He fans Rich Reese. And Hunter is being mobbed as Catfish pitches a perfect game here in Oakland. Again, on a 3-2 count, he came in with the big pitch. He struck out the pinch hitter. And he is being mobbed by his teammates in this crowd of 6,000 plus is standing and applauding. As Hunter has put his name in the Hall of Fame right here. And Hunter is being carried off the field by his teammates now. The strikeout of Reese was the 11th of the game. And nothing across in the ninth, nothing across in the eighth. Nothing across in the seventh or the first or the second or the third. What a game. Well, you know, right about now would be a good time to have a Hams. Yes, Hams, America's most refreshing beer, and that's a fact. But why does Hams taste so right? What gives Hams that fresh, clean cut taste? Water. From the land of sky blue waters, where the water's best for brewing. A fresh air land of deep blue lakes. A land where sunset breezes gently carry the fresh scent of pine from lake to lake. This is Ham's country, and Ham's beer is like that. Brewed from water best for brewing. Ham's tastes best, refreshes you best. That's why Ham's is America's classic premium beer. See for yourself. Ask for Ham's at your favorite tavern or the corner store. Take home a six-pack. Have a Ham. It refreshes you best.
Holsey? Well, what do you say now? Does that break a hitting slump? To have a perfect game thrown at you. Boy, what a pitcher. What a beautiful masterpiece. And I'd like to say this right now, too. I might not think of it tomorrow night. I'd like to pay credit to Jim Pagliarone, the catcher. I know that old ballplayers know how much a catcher can mean in a situation like this. Steadying the pitcher, calling for the right pitches, and having his complete confidence. And when Pag leaped into the air and turned around in seeming utter amazement at the ball 3 call there on Reese, you know what Catfish did? Took a couple of steps from the mound, held out his glove, calmly waited for the return throw. Yes, sir, you and I have been on history tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I know that Charlie Robertson of the White Sox pitched a no-hit game against the Mighty Tigers in 22, a perfect game, I beg your pardon. And there have been perfect games since. Warren Spahn, Jim Bunning, I believe one or two others, but we've just been trying to remember if there's been one in the American League since 22. Of course, Don Larsen of the Yankees, an American League team, pitched one in the World Series against the Dodgers. Well, all the Twins lost. This is something to say, if you were here or if you were listening. And the final score, Oakland, 4 runs. 10 hits. Naturally, no errors. Minnesota, no runs, no hits, and 1 error. That by Dave Boswell. Well, what next, fans? An outburst? Some of this continued remarkable pitching? Well, we'll find out tomorrow. We'll be with you at 9:55 Central Time when the Twins open a series against the California Angels at Anaheim. Your announcers tonight have been Herb Carneal, Merle Harmon, yours truly, Halsey Hall, and the producer, Larry Jago. And the final score, once again, before 6,298, Oakland 4, and the Twins, with Catfish Hunter pitching a perfect game, nothing. Thanks a lot.
Minnesota Twins baseball was brought to you by Hams Beer. From the land of sky blue waters comes the water best for brewing. Hams tastes best, refreshes you best, glass after glass. By the 9 offices of Twin City Federal, where your savings have a great future. Twin City Federal, where the famous twin clocks flash the time and the temperature. By your Pure Oil dealer, who reminds you to fire up with Firebird Super, number one name in racing gasoline. Get it at the sign of Pure. By Wheaties, breakfast of champions. A big G cereal from General Mills. There's a kernel full of whole wheat energy in every Wheaties flake. And by New Blue Shield, a health care plan especially designed for you and your family. That's Shield, New Blue Shield. Herb Carneal's scoreboard show is coming up next here on CPO.
We've got something on Dean Chance of the Minnesota Twins. So why is he so happy? Because what we've got on Dean is our Mayo Spruce cotton sweatshirt. Neat, smooth, terrific. In 15 different colors. Nice soft feel, too. And why not? They're 100% cotton. Means they're machine washable and won't lose their shape. Ever. Maybe it's time you let us get something on you. The sweatshirt of 100% cotton by Mayo Spruce.
Say, why don't you let yourself go and get several Mayo Spruce sweatshirts in different colors? You'll find them in both long and short sleeve styles and in his and her sizes, of course. That's the Mayo Spruce sweatshirt, $1.98 and $2.69 for short and long sleeve styles. Get Mayo Spruce now at Dunster's in Hayward, Wisconsin, or Hagberg's store in Frederick, Wisconsin. 49 degrees in the Twin Cities. News follows the scoreboard. Now, Herb Carneal's scoreboard show, brought to you by your local Ford dealer, who invites you to test drive his great all-new 68 Ford and then make your move to Ford country. Now, here's Herb with all the scores.
Hi, everybody. On the scoreboard in the American League at Baltimore tonight, Detroit defeated the Orioles 3-1 to take that series 2-1. Earl Wilson got the win, his third. He's lost four with relief help in the ninth from Johnny Warden as Wilson lost his shutout in the ninth inning. Jim Northup got Detroit off to a 1-0 lead with a home run in the first inning, the only home run of the ball game. Dave McNally was the loser. The Tigers 3, Baltimore 1, leaving the Tigers only a half game now behind league-leading Baltimore. At Washington tonight, the Red Sox scored 2 in the 8th inning and defeated the Senators 3-1. Dick Ellsworth the winner with Gary Bell in the 8th. Camilo Pascual started for Washington. He left the game in the 3rd inning, although the Red Sox had not scored. Dick Bosman came on and eventually was charged with a loss. Boston 3, Washington 1. Down at Anaheim tonight at the end of the first inning, the Angels lead the White Sox 2-0 behind lefty Clyde Wright, Cisco Carlos pitching for Chicago. 2-0 California after 1. This afternoon, New York halted Cleveland's win streak at 6. The Yankees shoved over a run in the last half of the ninth inning to beat the Indians 2-1. Billy Monboquette started for New York. Joe Verbanek in the 8th is a winner. And the two of them allowed Cleveland only 3 hits. Steve Hargan started for Cleveland. Williams, Rohr, and Eddie Fisher in relief. Fisher the loser. And the Yankees had 8 hits in the ballgame as they won 2-1. In just a minute now, we'll take a look at the scores of the other games. Well, we saw a perfect game by Jim Catfish Hunter here at Oakland tonight. How would you like to be in on a big triple play? This would go from me to you to your Ford dealer. First of all, I tell you about the big savings that you can get on the great 68 Fords, the cars with better ideas. And then you go down to see the man with better ideas, your Ford dealer. He'll show you the most exciting new car lineup in the business today. A whole showroom full of quiet-riding Fords, sporty-looking Mustangs, racy new Torinos, and the economical Falcons. And he'll show you the better ideas that go with them. Bright ideas, like Ford's reversible key. That's the one that always comes up right. And he'll tell you how easy it is to get on the 68 Ford team. Because the Ford man has knocked higher prices right out of the ballpark. So why don't you get on the ball and get down there right away? Try a new Ford on for size. I know you'll find one that's a perfect fit for you, your family, and your pocketbook. Yes, sir, see the man with better ideas. Your Ford dealer, and make the smart move to Ford country. In the National League, the Cardinals increased their lead to 3.5 games. They beat the Mets 2-0 at home tonight on a four-hitter by Steve Carlton to beat Al Jackson. The Cardinals 2 and the Mets nothing. Meantime, second-place Cincinnati lost at home to Philadelphia as the Phillies scored 5 runs
in the ninth inning to win it 6-2. They had home runs in that ninth inning from Johnny Callison with nobody on and Bobby Wine with two aboard. Chris Short started for the Phillies. Dick Hall in the seventh is a winner. And Jerry Arrigo started for the Reds and gave up only one run before giving way to Bob Lee in the eighth. He's the loser. Davidson finished up. Phillies 6 and the Reds 2. And what a game they have going in Atlanta right now. They're playing in the last half of the 14th inning in Atlanta. Pittsburgh has just scored in the top of the inning to take a 4-3 lead. The Braves scored all three of their runs in the first inning. Steve Blass started for Pittsburgh. Dave Wickersham in the seventh has been in there since. And for Atlanta, Phil Niekro, Claude Ramon in the eighth, and Cecil Upshaw in the 14th. 4-3, Pittsburgh leading with Atlanta batting in the 14th. At the Astrodome tonight, the Giants scored 2 in the ninth to beat the Astros 3-1. Ray Sadecki, the winner, with help from Frank Lindsay and Joe Gibbon. And the loss is charged to Larry Dierker, Mike Cuellar in the ninth. Sadecki wins his fourth. He's lost 2. Dierker, the loser, is 2-5. One homer, the only run scored by Houston, a homer by Jimmy Wynn in the seventh. This afternoon at Chicago, the Cubs nosed out the Dodgers 7-6, despite two home runs by the Dodgers' Rocky Colavito, one in the ninth inning with two aboard. Lou Alcaraz also hit one for the Dodgers. Billy Williams, a two-run homer. Ron Santo, a solo for the Cubs. Joe Niekro, the winner, with Hernandez and Regan in relief for the Cubs. Don Sutton, the loser, with Kekich, Purdon, and Grant, all relieving for the Dodgers. And here at the Oakland Coliseum tonight, history was made as right-hander Jim Catfish Hunter pitched a perfect game as the Athletics defeated the Twins by a score of 4-0. 27 up and 27 down for the Twins tonight, as Hunter retired 11 batters on strikes. 7 times he went to a 3-ball, 2-strike count, but was always able to survive. And the most drama was saved for the last batter, Rich Reese, who batted for Ron Peronoski with 2 out and none on in the ninth. The count went to 2-2. Rich fouled off 5 pitches in a row. Hunter came under the curveball that just missed the inside corner to make it a 3-2 count. But then on the last pitch of the game, he hummed a fastball in there and struck Reese out swinging. Hunter also was a hitting star. He had 3 hits and drove in 3 of the A's 4 runs. Hunter, by the way, for the year is batting .500. He has 9 hits and 18 times up. Oakland wins the series 2-1, and the totals tonight for Oakland, 4 runs, 10 hits, and no errors with 9 left. And for the Twins, no runs, no hits, 1 error, and nobody left on. A perfect game for Catfish Hunter with 11 strikeouts. He's won 3 and lost 2, and Dave Boswell, charged with a loss, is 3-3. Now the Twins move on to Anaheim to open a 5-game series with the California Angels there tomorrow night. It'll be Jim Merritt for the Twins and right-hander Jim McLaughlin for California. And this is Herb Carneal inviting you to be with us tomorrow. We'll be on at 9:55 Central Daylight Time from Anaheim when it's the Twins and the California Angels.
Herb Carneal's Scoreboard Show was brought to you by your local Ford dealer, who invites you to test drive his great all-new 68 Fords and then make your move to Ford Country.